شكرا سيد الرئيس، يشرفني إلقاء هذا البيان نيابة عن مجموعة.
It is an honor and a pleasure for me to speak on behalf of the Arab group parties to the Convention on the Prohibition of Biological Weapons. Allow me to congratulate you on your election as chairman of this meeting. We reaffirm our full support for a successful outcome to this meeting. Allow me also to say how proud we are to see our brother state, Palestine, accede to this convention. We congratulate Palestine for this important step forward, particularly after it has submitted its instruments of ratification in Moscow. Palestine is thus the 180th member of the convention. Mr. Chairman, the Convention on the Prohibition of the Development, Production, and Stockpiling of Bacteriological, Biological, and Toxin Weapons and on their Destruction is an important multilateral instrument, indeed the most important one in disarmament and non-proliferation. This convention is the outcome of efforts made by the international community aimed at prohibiting an entire category of weapons of mass destruction. The convention guarantees the rights of states parties to use all peaceful technological and biotechnological applications in order to attain the economic objectives of the states concerned. In this respect, we welcome the decision taken by the First Committee of the United Nations General Assembly at its 73rd session entitled The Holding of a Conference on the Establishment of a Nuclear-Free Zone and a Zone Free of Other Weapons of Mass Destruction in the Middle East. We affirm that these efforts contribute to the implementation of the provisions of of this convention today. The Arab group reaffirms in this respect that it is necessary to strengthen scientific cooperation and the transfer of technology in conformity with the principles of the convention, the BWSA, because the convention can motivate and expedite the full implementation thereof. Mr. Chairman, measures for confidence building are extremely important in our convention. Indeed, confidence reinforces transparency, which is an effective tool for the implementation of the convention. Furthermore, the issue of security and combating bioterrorism is an extremely important issue. This means that the necessary measures have to be taken against the misuse of pathological agents or their transfer. The aim is to strengthen efforts at the regional and multilateral levels in order to prevent non-state parties that are unauthorized for having access to the stockpiling, production, development, or transfer of biological and toxin weapons and their vectors. The group reaffirms the need fully to implement the provisions of the BWC and the relevant UN resolutions. The necessary measures must also be taken in order to monitor and carry out surveillance of pathological agents. Mr. Chairman, the Arab group reaffirms the need to implement the provisions of the convention in order to guarantee the peaceful use of biological agents in order to prevent any hindrance to the economic and social development of states parties. Furthermore, it is necessary to strengthen international cooperation in the realm of biology for peaceful purposes in order to guarantee the safety of such agents in laboratories and also their transfer. Also, sensitization campaigns should be launched concerning the dangers of these weapons, if indeed we do wish to have peace and security. These biological and technological toxin agents must not be placed in the hands of terrorists. Furthermore, cooperation is required with regional and international organizations concerned. Mr. Chairman, as to the need for preparedness for emergencies, such as the outbreak of diseases and epidemics. We believe that this is one of the pillars of this convention, in Article 7 in particular. We need to base ourselves on this and on other international resolutions to combat these scourges. Precisely this week, effective measures must be taken in order to provide the necessary assistance to countries requiring help to combat diseases and to coordinate our efforts with international organizations concerned. We also need to unite our efforts internationally in the field of science, biology, and technology used for peaceful purposes. We need to strengthen immunization programs and combating diseases and improving their diagnosis. Mr. Chairman, our meeting today is an important forum enabling us to exchange experiences and achievements, as also to build greater mutual understanding in order to take the measures needed for the implementation for this convention. We also welcome the efforts by the five previous chairs of the meeting, and we hope that our meeting will provide a good foundation in order to reach a successful conclusion for the strengthening of the convention and also for laying the foundations of true cooperation. By way of conclusion, the full implementation of this convention without any discrimination whatsoever, as well as a strengthening of its universality, will no doubt make it possible